Nearly 2 months after the fall of Saddam Hussein, the magnitude of rebuilding the country is becoming painfully clear. U.S. officials are working to reestablish a police force in Iraq, to open government ministries, and restart a collapsed economy, but they're finding that the devil is in the details. One example, the de-Baathification program. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer outlawed the ruling Ba'ath Party to send a clear signal that the regime is over, but the policy isn't quite working out as planned, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
At the Baghdad Police Academy, a guard rolls out a strip of metal spikes to keep out unwanted traffic. Inside the compound, U.S. military vehicles provide protection. But the real danger was inside the building. Over the weekend, 15 men were arrested, including the dean of the police academy. Iraqis who were supposed to be working to open the police school and build a new security force. Steve Caruso is a captain with the Army's 18th Military Police Brigade.
Our intelligence told us that they were planning attacks, specifically attacks right here in this very building. So I'm glad we got them when we did.
The incident is just one example of why it is so hard to rebuild Iraqi institutions. The dean and other high-ranking policemen were invited back to work by U.S. officials, even though they were known Ba'ath Party members. Again, Captain Caruso.
We brought these guys back because we needed the subject matter experts in here. We'll get them in a room, we'll start identifying what's what, who's who. I mean, there's just 1,000 questions we had. That's why we brought everybody back, and now we did exactly what we were supposed to do. Once we found out who they really were, and especially that they were continuing to hold meetings, we took action and removed them.
This police station reopened 2 weeks ago. U.S. officials are in a hurry to end the lawlessness in the capital. Putting more cops on the beat is the obvious answer. The question, who to hire for the job?
Everybody back out that way.
On this day, an angry crowd of former Iraqi police officers demand their old jobs back. This weekend's arrest have made U.S. officials more cautious.
They need to move out because they're creating a hostile situation. So I am trying to calm that.
Lieutenant Dion Hanna is with the Army's 204th Military Police Company. She tells the crowd any officer who was a member of the Ba'ath Party will not be rehired.
We're supposed to receive complaints from the general public, but the personnel, that people that want to complain, aren't able to get by because we have a large crowd of disgruntled former employees that want to be rehired. They will not be rehired. We need them out of the area.
Creating a new police department is a priority, but to win Iraqis' trust, they must be convinced it's not the same old faces, and that slows down the process. A challenge for Bernard Carrick, the former New York City police chief who's in charge of shaping the new Iraqi force.
We've had people in command positions that came back to work and swore up and down they weren't members of the Ba'ath Party. It didn't go over too well when all their subordinates walked in and said, "Ho, what's he doing here?" You know, he was a definite member, he was a dictator, he was ABC, and then he had to be removed. So, you know, it's a process. It takes a little while to get through, but is it perfect? Not yet. But time will make it perfect.
It is a similar story in every institution in Iraq. There are Ba'ath Party members who carried out Saddam's violent policies. There are other members, some forced to join, who have expertise the Americans need. But how to tell the difference? Tim Carney, a former U.S. ambassador, is now in charge of rebuilding Iraq's state industries.
We thought it was going to be complex from the very outset, and I was astonished to discover, for example, that there was and is no database, to the best of my knowledge, anywhere in the U.S. or U.K. governments on membership in the Ba'ath Party.
But Iraqis know exactly who they are.
If you ask me as an Iraqi now, I don't want to see any of the high-ranking Ba'athis sitting in his chair.
Ahmed al-Rakabi runs a new Iraqi television station in Baghdad. He welcomes the new ban on the Ba'ath Party, but complains the exceptions party members brought back for their expertise are undermining confidence.
We are sending the wrong message to the Iraqi people when we keep the same old guy in his chair. People ask, so where is the change? Yes, some old faces, they're still there. one of the reasons there is no electricity in some areas of Baghdad is some directors, they're still asking for bribes. Those people come from the school of the Ba'ath Party, and the school of Ba'ath Party is a school of corruption, of torture, of lies.
These protesters are also members of the Ba'ath Party, soldiers who organize regular demonstrations in Baghdad. In May, U.S. officials dissolved the Ministry of Defense, part of the de-Ba'athification project. Rebuilding the armed services was not a priority, U.S. officials said. A policy quickly reversed this week, with the prospect of having thousands of Iraqi men with military training out of work and out of resources to feed their families. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer announced the recruitment for a new Iraqi corps would begin this month.
Our objective in de-Ba'athification was quite clear. It was to go after those people who were at the core of Saddam's ugly, tyrannical regime. The purpose of our policy is not to punish people who may have joined the army merely to find a way to feed themselves.
In a well-furnished house in the suburbs of Baghdad, Iraqi Air Force Colonel Baha Nouri has one of the few working telephones and regular electricity. But still, he says, he feels punished. Nouri and his family live on food rations now. His last Air Force paycheck was 4 months ago. The new recruitment drive for the Iraqi Corps excludes all those who held the rank of colonel and above because of their status in the Ba'ath Party, a party Baha says he was forced to join.
So that I can tell you that the life in ours, inside our family, is stopped now because we are not taking any kind of salaries.
Colonel Baha wants the Americans to help him now because he helped them during the war. In charge of a military unit in Baghdad, he says he ordered his men not to fight.
We had that time the chance to hit any tank. We can't just do any kind of this thing. But inside our hearts, nobody was trying to kill those American soldiers. And afterwards, we say we quit. And we have just put our weapons down in the ground.
There are thousands of Ba'ath Party members like Colonel Nouri, well-educated, well-trained, who say they want to help rebuild Iraq. There are many others who are still dangerously loyal to the old regime. Telling the difference is not easy. One reason why 7 weeks after the fall of Baghdad, the revolution to rebuild the country is barely out of first gear. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.